So good morning, everyone. Okay, then. Itt vannak idén. De valaki Törin van akkor.
Ja, Törin vannak.
Mi? Hát hogy ne. Ha itt akarsz maradni órán, meg hogy ne. Jó. Én nem tudom, kérdezz meg a üzéket. Na, oké. Okay. So, let's see then. Let's start the lesson with a kind of game. Okay, a hangman. So, I need 10 letters. A very easy word. A. Okay.
B.
No B.
S.
R. Yes.
Mm-hmm. O.
O. No O.
Eddie.
P. P, no P. After or behind Reka?
T.
Yes. Okay, Reka.
I.
What's the word? Do you know? Anyone?
Balázs?
Traveling.
Yes. Okay. Very difficult. Okay. So our topic today is holidays, traveling. Anton, do you like traveling?
Yes.
Yes. Everybody?
Yes.
Okay then. And where have you been so far? Stella, for example, you.
I have been in China.
Really?
England,
mm-hmm.
Spain,
mm-hmm.
Italy.
Ooh, so a lot of countries it seems. Okay then. Dori, what about you?
I have been in Italy, England.
I see.
Germany.
Okay then. What about the others? Reka?
Where have you been? France.
And Transylvania, so Romania, yes. Okay then, why do you think people travel? Why do people travel and have holidays? Do you have any ideas? Why do people travel, Dori?
They want to relax.
Yes, they want to relax, for example. Any other ideas,
Dori? It's a pleasure.
Yes, it's a pleasure, yes. Okay then, good. Let's see then and move on. Okay, what are the most popular destinations in your opinion? What are the most popular destinations in Hungary, for example? Let's see, Orsi?
For example, our capital city.
Yes, so the capital city.
And for example, Lake Balaton.
Lake Balaton, yes. Mm-hmm. Any other ideas here in Hungary? Lake Balaton, Budapest, yes, Eszter?
Historical places.
Yes. Yes, very good. Okay, Eger?
Hévíz,
yes. Balázs?
Hortobágy,
yes. Okay, so tourist attractions?
Hajdúszoboszló,
yes.
Lake Velence.
Lake Velence, okay then. Good. What about abroad? So when you travel abroad, or you want to travel abroad, what are the most popular destinations in your opinion? Pia?
For example, London, a big band.
Yes, London can be. Mm-hmm. And Reka?
In Greece.
Greece, for example.
Zakynthos.
Yes. Zakynthos. Mm-hmm. So there are some islands. Okay, you think are popular destinations. Patty?
Paris.
So all the capital cities.
Croatia.
Yes. Stella?
And in Italy, the historical cities.
Yes, the historical cities anywhere.
For example,
Venice. Okay, then, good. So people like traveling to sea sites, for example, beaches, and they also like visiting cities and historical places. Okay, if you want to travel, okay, what documents do you need? Maybe it can help, Orsi.
For example, your identity card.
Yes. Where do you need your ID? Where do we need our identity card? In Europe, for example, or in the European Union, yes, and in Hungary. And what about if you go abroad, for example, to China, Stella? What documents did you need?
I need a visa.
Yes, you needed visa and a passport. Yes. Okay, how do you prepare for a holiday? Let's see then. Do you book a holiday on the internet or at a travel agency in general? So which one do you do? Or do your parents do? Which is more common? Do you book holidays on the internet? Rika?
I see money that we have is cheap.
Yes, it's cheap or it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. What about the others? Mm-hmm. If you traveled or when you traveled anywhere, okay, how did you do it? Kitty?
We checked the accommodations and we book the hotel for ourselves.
Yes, I see. Okay. So you did it on the internet. Do you need to check and do you check your ID and passport maybe if it's valid or not before you travel? Yes. Okay then. What about do you pack your suitcases or do your parents pack your suitcases?
I do.
You do it. Okay. How? What do you pack for a summer holiday, for example? Yeah?
For example, swimsuit.
Yes.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops, yes. Any clothes? Sunglasses. Any other? Sunglasses, of course, yes.
Shorts.
Shorts.
T-shirts.
Dresses. Okay, then, good. Any sunscreen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about winter? You have just been, okay, to a ski camp, okay? What did you pack?
Warm clothes.
Warm clothes.
Skiing.
Trainers. So ski stuff, trainers, yes.
Gloves.
Scarves. Very good. Scarves, hats. Okay, all right then. And boots, of course. Okay. Do you take any money or credit cards with you?
Yes.
Or do your parents do it? Or both?
Both.
All right then. Any other how you prepare for a holiday? Any other ideas that come to your mind? Anything you do before a holiday? Do you buy any books, for example, or any newspapers or magazines, you know, to read? Or you have Wi-Fi, you have a smartphone, and you have Wi-Fi everywhere. That's good. Yes, and that's enough. Okay, then. Let's go on and move on. What do you think my question is about these pictures?
How do you like to travel?
Yes, how can you travel? So how can you travel? If you want to go, for example, to London, let's see, or China, or just Budapest, how can people travel? Bia?
People can travel by plane,
yes.
Car,
plane, car, train. And in Hungary, for example, if I wanted to travel to Debrecen, how could I do it? I could also go by
bus.
All right then. I would like you to work in small groups, in groups of threes or fours. Okay, let's see then. You four girls, you four boys, you four. Okay, you two girls and so you three together and the two girls and the two boys together. Now, let's see then. Okay, Balázs, listen. Your task is to collect some pros and cons, some advantages and disadvantages of traveling by plane, car, okay, bus or coach, okay, again, traveling by plane and traveling by car, okay, so collect some advantages and disadvantages.
Thank you.
3 more minutes, that's enough. 2 or 3 more minutes. Kim? Finished?
Yes.
Marty? Ah, yeah. Yes? Okay, so before we check your answers, okay, let's see some ideas, okay? Now, it's true for cars, trains, or planes. Let's see, it's from door to door. Cars are from door to door. Okay, it's the fastest way of traveling. Plane, okay, what about the opposite? What's the cheapest?
Trains,
okay, and there isn't there isn't timetable, a definite route, so you can go car wherever, whenever you want. You need to be aware of the weight of your luggage. Planes, in case of, okay, it's often late.
Trains
and even buses. We have trains here, no buses now. After. Okay, and there are a lot of traffic jams that can cause maybe tension, frustration. Yes. All right then. So let's see then. Besides these, okay, let's start with cars. Okay, cars. Hands up if you had to collect ideas about cars. Okay, can you tell us any positive things, any other advantages, benefits of cars?
For example, you can travel with those people you want.
Very good, yes, you can travel with people who you want, you like. Adrian?
It's comfortable.
Yes, very comfortable, yes, especially, you know, big, new, modern cars, yes. Okay, any other positive things? What about the negative ones? What about the disadvantages, Zsolt?
It pollutes the air.
It pollutes the air, yes. Sorry?
The fuel is expensive.
Yes, the fuel is expensive. Okay, Stella?
It's the most dangerous way of traveling.
Exactly, it's the most dangerous way of traveling. Yes, okay. Do you like traveling by car? Yes, and do you think that it's the most dangerous as well?
Yes.
Yes. Do your parents drive, because you are too young to drive? Do your parents drive carefully or not?
Well,
do they drive carefully or not really? They like overtaking, you know, not keeping the speed limit?
Yes.
Okay. How would you like to drive? How would you like to drive? Would you like to drive carefully, or, you know, not keeping the speed limit and, you know, just overtaking all the cars?
Carefully,
of course. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see then. Any other disadvantages? So fuel is expensive. Yes. Okay. It is the most dangerous way of traveling. Yes. Okay. What else? Exactly. Yes. When you want, for example, when you travel within a city, yes, it's difficult to find a parking place. Yes.
It's not very comfortable if you travel far.
Yes. If you travel far, that's not very comfortable for longer distances.
You have to concentrate on the road.
And you have to concentrate on the road. For example, what about, well, I don't know whether it is raining or snowing now at all. Okay. So if you think of, for example, traffic and the relationship between, you know, traffic and weather. What can you say in winter, for example?
The road can be icy.
Yes, yes, the road can be icy and maybe slippery. Yes, and for example, when we travel, for example, in summer, when we go on holiday, Marcy said that it's very difficult to concentrate when it's so hot, you know, if the weather is boiling, it's also difficult, and that can also cause more accidents. All right, then. So that's all about cars. Anything else? Any comments about cars? No. What about trains? Let's talk about trains. Who had to collect ideas about trains? Do you have any ideas about trains? Positive things?
Yes. It's cheap. I mean, for students.
Yes.
And intercity trains are fast.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, they are cheap. So trains are cheap, and especially for students. Why? Why is it good for students then? They get some discounts, for example. Yes. So reduced fares. Mm-hmm. And intercity trains are fast. What about slow or passenger trains? Do you travel by passenger trains? Really? Sometimes, okay, yes. But they are, as their name indicates, they are slow and they stop everywhere. Yes. Have you ever traveled by train?
Yes.
Yes, everybody? Yes. Okay, good. And where did you go? To Budapest or Debrecen? Yes, did you go by intercity?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. And what about the negative things? What about their drawbacks, Rika?
They are crowded and dirty.
They are often crowded or dirty,
uncomfortable.
Or uncomfortable.
Noisy.
Yes.
It's not door to door.
Yes. They aren't from door to door.
And there are fixed routes.
And there are, yes, timetables and fixed routes. Yes. Okay then. Good. Let's move on. Any comments on trains? Do you like traveling by train?
No.
No. Some of you, yes, but in general I can see that most of you don't. What about traveling by plane? Some positive things you had to collect. Okay, let's see then.
It is the safest way of traveling.
Yes, it is the safest way.
Evelyn? It is the fastest.
Yes, it's the safest and the fastest. Okay.
And it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Comfortable. Yes. Yes, very polite flight and very helpful flight attendants.
There are automatic pilots.
Yes, just in case. Mm-hmm. Rika?
And the view is beautiful.
Pardon?
The view is beautiful.
Yes, the view is beautiful. Any, do you have any other ideas about planes?
There is no traffic jams.
There are no traffic jams. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other positive things? And what about the negative ones then? Dori?
It's expensive.
Yes, it's very expensive. Always very expensive?
No.
No. But then, in the case of what kind of airlines?
Low-cost
airlines. Do you remember low-cost or cut-price airlines or budget airlines? Yes. Okay, so then the tickets are less expensive. What other disadvantages can you mention? You can be air sick, yes?
It pollutes the air.
Yes, but to a certain extent, yeah, but yes, it pollutes the air, definitely, yes.
I think if there is an accident or a crash, then
risk of death is much higher.
Yes, yes. That's why a lot of people are afraid of flying, yes.
Nowadays, there are a lot of terrorist attacks in Ukraine and maybe hijacking.
Yes, hijacking, yes. And nowadays, terrorist attacks are getting more and more common. Okay, any other bad things? Any other?
You can't take too much luggage.
Yes, you can't take too much luggage. Yes, you need to be aware of the weight of your luggage. Yes. Okay, anything else?
Airports are in big cities.
Yes, airports can be found, you know, only in big cities, and you need to travel there. Okay, have you ever traveled by plane then?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, and before a plane takes off, you need to be at the airport to check in 2 hours earlier. Do you remember? Yes. All right then. Okay then. And then let's move on. Okay. Just a second. Okay. Where can people stay when they are on holiday?
In a hotel.
In a hotel, yes.
Or in camping.
Or at a campsite, yes. Campsites, yes. Hotels. Yes, student hostels or youth hostels, yes. Pardon? Yes, they can rent an apartment, yes. All right then, okay. Now, in pairs, not in small groups, but in pairs, okay, can you talk about the pros and cons, okay, of hotels, apartments, okay, and let's see, hostels, okay? So just in pairs, okay? So campsites, hotels, and apartments.
Thank you.
you need more time?
Yeah.
Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's discuss a few things, okay? About, let's start with campsites then. Campsites, okay? Can you tell me anything about campsites?
They are cheap.
They are cheap. Not comfortable. Mm-hmm. Duri?
It depends on the weather.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Affected by weather, yes. Strongly affected, okay? Yes, it can be maybe dangerous, yes, especially when you stayed in a rainforest, okay.
You are close to nature.
Yes, close to, but you are close to nature, yes.
You need to bring food.
Pardon?
You need to bring food there.
You need to bring food there, yes. Mm-hmm. Any other comments? You could go hiking or fishing or hunting, yes, because we are very close to nature, yes.
But if you get injured, you have to travel so far. To
yes, exactly, yes. All right then, okay. Is there anybody who regularly goes camping? Nobody, okay, let's move on. What about staying in a youth or in a student hostel? What do you think of it, Bia?
You can make friends or...
Well, maybe, yes, well, maybe you can make new friends, okay, Balázs?
Cheap.
Sometimes dirty.
But sometimes dirty, yes. And any other comments?
Rooms are tiny.
Yes, and the rooms are usually tiny, yes, so they are not really spacious or comfortable. Okay then, what about renting or hiring apartments? Is it common in Hungary?
Yeah.
Yes, okay then, why are they so common? Why are they popular, Bia?
Because you can stay with your family.
Yes, you can stay with your family, of course, and friends, yes. Mm-hmm. And at a very good price. Probably, yes. But what's the problem? Well, if it is a problem, what can be a drawback?
You have to cook.
Yes, you have to cook for yourself or bring food, yes. Okay then, and what about hotels? Hotels, Kitty?
It's comfortable but expensive.
Yes, hotels are comfortable but expensive. Stella?
The staff is always kind and the service is on high level.
Yes, exactly, high level, yes.
And the clearness.
And yes, the rooms are usually clear, yes.
You have opportunities to swimming or...
Yes, you either, so there are swimming pools usually. And
the food is very good.
Yes, good food.
And there are always a bar.
Yes, bars, okay, where you can drink, yes, if it's a point of view, okay. And rooms are usually, yes, bigger than in, for example, hostels, yes, and more comfortable. Any other comments? Which one would you choose? If you had to, a 5-star hotel, of course. Okay, so 5-star hotels, all right then. Now, if people go on holiday, okay, what do they like doing? What do they do when they go on holiday? Maybe the pictures can help.
They can, they like sunbathing.
Sunbathing, yes.
Or
go sightseeing, yes.
And go to festival.
Go to festivals, yes. Any other things? Buying souvenirs, yes. Mm-hmm.
Go sightseeing.
Yes, they go sightseeing. Okay.
Sailing.
Maybe sailing or hiking. And sometimes they just sleep and relax, okay. And... however, sometimes, yes, okay. What are the girls doing? And the boy, yes. They are trying to find, yes, the, so they are, well, yes, trying to find probably their accommodation, and maybe they might have got lost. Mm-hmm. Okay, then, good. What, so if you are on holiday, okay, let's talk about summer holidays. What do you do? What do you like doing? Hmm? Do you like, for example, swimming?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Really? And do you like trying out new activities?
Yes.
Windsurfing, I don't know, sailing or... yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bungee jumping. Would you like to try out bungee jumping?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Scuba diving, yes, scuba diving, yes, sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. What else do you like doing? Or do you, or are you addicted to your mobile phones when you are on holiday?
No.
No. Okay, so holidays are about relaxing and no mobile phones.
Sometimes
only, okay, yes. Just for taking photos, you use a phone, okay. What about winter holidays? What do people do when they travel somewhere? They go skiing, yes, or snowboarding, yes. All right then, okay, good. In general, you can see the types of holidays. Let's see, what is a package tour? A package tour. Do you remember this word, package tour?
If you go to a travel agency and they organize the trip for you.
Yes, organized holidays. You know, they are package tours, okay? Yes, so everything is organized for you. You don't need to care and bother about anything, okay? Individual travel is what then? It is the opposite. Yes, when you organize everything for yourself. Okay, which is better in your opinion? Package tours? Why are they better for some? Mm-hmm.
Because always organized.
Right. Because everything is organized, yes, so it saves you time. Mm-hmm. But you know, and?
Less expensive.
Package tours are less expensive in your opinion? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You depend on
others, yes, but if you travel, okay, with others, then you depend on them, yes. And let's see then, trips. When do we use this trip? Trips are how long? Are they long?
No,
they are just for a few, 2, 3, 4 days. And what is a city break? A city break, what might it mean? Hmm? City breaks, okay, are just exactly the same as trips. For example, to big, for example, capital cities. Okay, these are city breaks. So when you travel somewhere, okay, usually to a big city, and you spend there just very few days to visit the major sites. Okay, and then finally, I would like you, okay, that's a kind of homework, okay? I would like you to open your exercise books, okay? Open your exercise books, okay? Note it down. I would like everybody to write a kind of composition, okay, a few sentences about your last or your most memorable holiday. Summer or winter, okay, it depends on you. And if you are ready, then I would like you to discuss them now, okay? You also need to write these down, but now just discuss. So speak about, okay, your last or your most memorable holidays in pairs, okay? So in pairs, so start speaking. Okay, start speaking about your last or your most memorable holidays. Yes, you three boys together.
Thank you.
About it for hours, okay, so you know that's also homework. And now finally you can see some quotations about traveling. I would like you to read each and decide which one you like the most. Vocabulary problems? No.
No.
So the word is a book, and also do not travel, read only one page. Investment in travel is an investment in yourself, and a mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions. Which one do you like?
The first one.
Yes, everybody. Yes, the first one. Boys, Marci, Balázs.
First.
Yes, okay. And they are all about, you know, the positive effect of traveling. So I hope that everybody will read a lot of books and a lot of pages in the future. Okay, so thank you very much. Okay, you know your homework. Okay, and I would like you to do it on a separate sheet of paper so I can check it, okay, for every one. So see you tomorrow.
On Monday.
Okay, see you on Monday. All right then. Goodbye.